He's out of contract at the end of the season. You know, he's a bit frustrated that he's not playing every week. He's had one or two niggles injury-wise as well. But, you know, the lad's going to be 24 in April. He could move for nothing at the end of the season. It's a fantastic opportunity for him. You know, they've had a little look at him training. They're quite keen on him, but at the moment, nothing they'll be doing. But, yeah, it is what it is. It's, you know, we're looking at maybe freshening the squad up. And for me to do that, one or two will have to go out. So, do a stand in the lad's way of a good opportunity. He's made it known to me that he's frustrated that he's not playing every week, which I can't keep, you know, 20 players happy all the time. But, you know, he thought it was good for his career. And it might free up some funds for me to get someone in, just a little injection into the squad that hopefully will kick us on a bit.
He was on the bench on Saturday. That would suggest that the deal's on the back burner, maybe.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I've spoke to their manager and they're quite keen on him, but they've got other priorities. We'll just have to wait and see. He's got a little bit of a groin injury at the minute. A little bit of a niggle that if he plays with it, he probably might pull it. So we're just treating him cautiously at the moment. But the lads who play on a Saturday, they don't need managing. It's the ones who aren't in the team who get frustrated, who want to be playing every week. But as I say, I'd like to be able to pick 20 players a week because it make my job a lot easier. But, you know, Ryan's come into that category over the last couple of weeks. He's been in the squad. He went there, he come back, he was in the squad at the weekend. As I say, he struggled a little bit with his groin at the minute. But whether he moves out or he stays, you know, he'll be treated with the respect that he deserves because he's a great pro, great lad. And, you know, we'll see what happens over the coming weeks.
And on the goalkeeper front, Andres Arestidou came in at the weekend, kept a clean sheet. Is that how things stand?
Yeah, it is. I've said it numerous times, every interview I do. I know we're in the January transfer window, but, you know, it's frustrating because I do think a couple of players, little injection, will probably, or hopefully, would kick us on. But again, it is what it is. We haven't got the open checkbook and, you know, we're not in a position where we can overspend. You know, I've got what I've got and I've got to go with it. And it's a little bit, you know, like being in Tesco's and looking at a nice red wine or, you know, an expensive vodka or something like that and then checking your pocket and you've got nothing in the wallet. So you go home and have a cup of tea and a glass of water instead. That's the way it is at the moment. It's frustrating. There's players moving around at the moment. You know, a lad who, like Blair's, just left Fleetwood, would they have him in a team? Yeah, can I afford him? No. You know, Molyneux, another one, left Atkinson, just gone to Tramie, been paid up as parent club crew. Would they have him in our squad? Would they think it kickers on? Yeah, I would, but can I afford him? No. So, you know, there's no use worrying about it. It can't affect it. It is what it is. So, we'll have to move on with what we've got. And as you say, yeah, Scott Davis was superb for us for the time he was here. But I've got full trust in Andres Arestidou. He come in on Saturday, he's been waiting very patiently for the last couple of years, you know, playing second fiddle to the big Baz. Obviously, when Baz got injured, he got injured at the same time. Scott's come in, so he's found himself sitting on the bench waiting for an opportunity, you know, with regards to Scott Davis' situation. Now that opportunity's come along. I think he went in Saturday. Didn't have much to do, but what he did do, he was very safe, very assured, confident, and it would have done him the world of good. So, again, we've got 100% trust in the players. Have he's a good keeper. He's played at League One, so you know he's not a duckhead going in. So you know that's the way we go at the moment. So until someone wins the Euro lottery, or until someone moves out, or whatever, it is what it is, and we run with what we've got.
And apart from Ryan Williams, and as I say, that one's on the back burner as things stand. No other significant movement that would free up that money.
There's one or two, you know, that have again. Lack of games, you know, and I think footballers want to play football, that's the same. You know, Chris Doyle's had a spell out, you know, Adam McGowan probably would do with a spell out and get a bit of a wool on his back with his Saturday afternoon football. But he's in the squad at the moment, quite thin on the ground. You know, as I say, there's been one or two who've come a little bit frustrated. You know, this time of year, although everyone's looking at getting one or two in, people are always looking at moving one or two out on loan. That's just the nature of the game. And I think it'd do one or two of our lads, you know, good to go and have a month or 2 months away, go and play some competitive football, you know, Saturday, Tuesday with some of the teams, and then maybe come back in a better frame of mind or better physically better to affect our first team. But you know, at this present moment, there's been one or two sniffs around one or two of the players, but nothing that'll happen over the next day or two.